From the very start of Pope Benedict's pilgrimage to Mexico and Cuba, there was only one real question on the minds of the media pack I was travelling with on the papal plane. Would the Holy Father have a meeting with Cuba's former revolutionary leader, Fidel Castro? As one of the world's last bastions of communist control, an ideology firmly reinforced in a speech by the vice president during the papal visit, the island nation has suffered the effects of a US trade embargo for the past 50 years, something Pope Benedict described as an unfair burden on the Cuban people.
Situación que se ve agravada cuando medidas económicas restrictivas.
A giant billboard I spotted in Havana was more hyperbolic, describing it as the greatest genocide in history. Current President Raul Castro also railed against the embargo as the source of all the country's economic ills when he welcomed the Pope at Santiago Airport in the east of the country on Monday.
Il rispetto e coltivo della libertà che late nel corazon di tutto hombre.
The Pope instead spoke of the importance of dialogue, directing his words to all Cubans wherever they may be, including, of course, the Florida-based exile community, which was highly critical of his visit. He talked of the need for greater freedom for the Church to carry out her mission, a theme that dominated all his speeches in Mexico as well as in Santiago and Havana. During that arrival ceremony in Cuba on Monday, a troop of blue and white clad ballet dancers suddenly leapt and pirouetted their way across the airport tarmac, a fitting symbol, I thought, for the carefully choreographed image the Cuban government strives to present. But the other image that stays with me at the end of this five-day-long journey is the one the secular press was after all along, a strikingly relaxed and intimate picture of two elderly men with hands clasped in animated conversation, not, it turns out, about politics or economic problems, but about Catholic worship, the Pope's mission, and the deeper meaning of life. According to the papal spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, the 85-year-old Fidel had strongly desired this meeting with the Pope to press him on how faith and morality can provide answers to questions that scientific progress has proved unable to resolve. The Professor Pope, it appears, was more than delighted to be able to engage his famous host on the subjects closest to his heart, the complementarity of faith and reason, freedom and responsibility, as well as his desire to be a focus of unity for all people of faith. And what did the founding father of the formerly atheist state make of all this? Well, it seems the half-hour meeting, in a sense the continuation of a conversation begun back in the 1990s with former Pope John Paul II, was so compelling it caused El Comandante to ask Benedict if he could send him some books on these topics, a pledge the Pope promised to fulfil on his return to Rome. So did politics overshadow the spiritual on this second Latin American visit of Pope Benedict XVI? Absolutely not, stressed the papal spokesman just before our plane took off again from Havana to Rome. The Pope's meetings in both Mexico and Cuba were above all aimed at revitalizing people of faith and encouraging the local churches to take a more active role in the public life of the nation. His visit to the Marian shrine of Cuba's patron, La Mambisa at El Cobre, and his celebration of Mass in central Mexico at the foot of the giant statue of Christ the King remain the central points of this papal journey. In a very visible way, they illustrate the Pope's words to the President and the people of Cuba at the end of this trip, that faith in Christ over the centuries has overcome evil and suffering. Today, too, he said, that message of God's love for all can triumph over oppression and violence, just as a small light shines through all that is dark and threatening, bringing hope to even the most difficult situations. Plenty of food for thought there for both political and religious leaders until the next papal visit to this region. In Cuba, at the end of the papal visit, I'm Philippa Hitchin.